Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
How are you doing, fellow Christians? My advice is get tough. Get tough. I know what's going on. I know the homosexual agenda. I know what's going to lead to with the vaccinations. I know what it's going to lead to with the food situations, the supply chain situations. I know what's going on with the railroad cars continually falling off their tracks and who knows what they do. I know what's happening to food process centers where we've had about 100 of them blow up in the last couple of years. Gang, if you don't know this is a plan of destruction, you don't know anything. 10 million people have probably come over the border in the last few years. A lot of them are young fighting age males with backwards hats, backpacks, and Nike sneaks and cell phones. Gang, we are getting so set up. But let me give you some advice. If you're a Christian, you better toughen up your kids. I see a lot of Christians that have mealy-mouthed kids, weaklings, softies, wussies. You better toughen them up. Yeah, you better physically toughen them up. Even in Thessalonians. Paul's blessing was for body, spirit, and soul on those people. All three. So just don't, when we say we're Christians, we're not dancing through the tulips, gang. We're not barefoot going through the grass fields. This is a battle. This is incredible. And you might have people knocking at your door with a gun to your head someday. This is what it eventually leads up to. Something had to happen in Rome before they became so insane. They were feeding pregnant women, pregnant Christian women, to lions in an arena for entertainment. What do you think that happens all at once? It's a process. It's a rottening. It's a corruption, little by little. And that's what's happening to us. We've been corrupted. We've lost any sight of what kind of nation we are. We laugh at everything going on. We think it's a big joke. Half the country's sugar daddies, the U.S. government, all right? So the more you sin, the more money you get. It's a setup. It's a deception. It's a snare. Us as Christians, you better watch what you're doing to your young men and young women, particularly your young men. Toughen them up. Toughen them up. Maybe put them in sports. Let them play football. Let them get beat up, knocked over, bloodied. Let them get a broken nose, busted arm, whatever it might take. If that's what it takes to toughen them up, so be it. It'll all heal. I'm a little excited because I can't believe what's happening. And the cork just went flying out of the bottle and I got to get this stuff off my chest. And to me, this is a manifestation of what's happening in the demonic world, because I know anything I see with my physical eyes didn't just come upon me. It came upon me because the masses, the democratic masses, a democracy only works for good if 50.00001 are righteous. Once it flips, it flips. And all the laws and all the words and all the everything go the other way. Every word's been corrupted, guys. Rainbows have been corrupted. The word gay has been corrupted. We give a whole particular month to sodomites. This is what's happening, fellas, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's happening. And now we, you know, it would be like the devil to corrupt the word love. You know what love is? Love is to treat others like you'd want to be treated. And you know what? Your main goal ought to be to get to heaven. So you want to be treated in whatever it is to get you to heaven. If that means somebody has to correct you to get you to heaven, that's the way you want to be treated. If someone has to say something you don't like and offends you to get you to heaven, that's the way you want to be treated. Not this mealy-mouthed definition by comforts. Has nothing to do with comforts. Matter of fact, the comforts of this world are what's deceptive, temptations, sensuality. These are affections that are set on things of this world, not on things above. Let me read in the book of Hebrews, a guy that knew he had to toughen himself up a little bit. I want to read to you about Moses. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Nice. It was instilled, even his original parents. We don't have to listen to you, king. By faith, Moses, when he came to the years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. So it hit him. It didn't hit him all at once. He was 40 years old when all of a sudden it hit him. You know what? This isn't who I am. I'm not part of this. I'm 40 years old. I'm sick of this. All these slaves doing my dirty work, just marching around. No, he was done with it. All right? Choosing. This is what he chose. To suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. You got me? Choosing to suffer the affliction with the people of God. I'm telling you, gang, if you are getting afflicted by the taxation system, by city codes, by your car inspections, by your in-laws, by things in this world, by national news, by CNN, if you're feeling afflictions, hit it head on. Don't let it get you down. Hit it head on. Headbutt them. Headbutt those afflictions and just say, bring it. Bring it. They brought it to my Savior, and here Moses' eyes are getting open. You know what he's saying? I'm a Hebrew. Bring it. Just like you could say, I'm a Christian. Bring it. I don't have to give in to anybody. I don't have to be told it's good when it isn't. You know why? Because as a Christian, I have a sound mind. A sound mind. It's one of the gifts. So it says here, he chose to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a... refused to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. He knew about faith all of a sudden. He must have had a spiritual experience, because all of a sudden he could see the spiritual realm. He knew what was ahead of him. He knew his destiny. For by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. He didn't care about the king anymore. Moses didn't care about, he didn't respect evil anymore. And that's what we're being forced to do, gang. We're being forced to respect evil. We're getting forced to respect their agenda, a demonic, sexually deviant agenda that they're putting on our children. We're getting forced to accept abortion. And now it'll be nice and clean now. Now it's just a couple pills. Just kill the conception right where it lays. You know, the fingerprints of all your DNA are in that conceived cell. The second, boom, the explosion of an egg and a sperm, bang, right there. It's all there. The whole blueprint. You don't need an engineer to write up a blueprint. The true engineer was God Almighty. Right there, bang. Just add water and a little food and see what happens in 9 months. It's all there. And people that are trying to wipe it out are trying to destroy God, is what they're trying to do. Let's talk more about Moses. For by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who was invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, or else he would have been, lest he'd be destroyed. The firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea, by dry land, which the Egyptians assaying to do were drowned. Everything Moses did by faith turned the world upside down. All the armies of Pharaoh were destroyed by the water. Pharaoh's own son was killed by the last plague. The ingenuity and courage of Moses' parents' faith set him down the river in that little basket, starting the whole thing. And that courage was passed down to Moses. And you as parents, I'm going to tell you, watch how you treat your kids. Don't be babying them. If they don't listen to what you say the first time, grab them by the arm, look them in the eye, correct them and say, I don't want to say it again. Instead of this baby talk, and then tell them to go and watch these baby cartoons. And we wonder why we got a bunch of weaklings for the next generation. Send them out in the yard to play. Let them get beat up. All right? Let them learn life. And this is what we're all about. But let me tear this apart a little bit again. By faith, Moses, when he came the years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. So even though Pharaoh's daughter took care of him, even though Pharaoh's daughter loved him, even though Pharaoh's daughter fed him, clothed him, educated him, it didn't matter. When he came to the realization, you could almost call this a reborn experience, that I know who I am. I know what's in my bloodstream. And you got to ask yourself, what is in your spiritual bloodstream? Have you been reborn? Are you a child of the living God? Well, then don't give in to all this stuff. You're going to have to endure affliction. And a lot of these afflictions are in your mind. when Satan comes with temptations. And if you're under sexual temptation or sexual affliction, remember, the devil can do only a few things. He can deceive and he can tempt. And then what happens is, if you give into the deception, if you give into the temptation, he goes before the Father and says, hey, you're a righteous God. You're a just God. That boy's sinning over there. And I don't know where your mercy is going to end, you know, leaving. But hopefully you're under the mercy of God and he brings you to repentance and you change. But that's how you get destroyed by a temptation. That's how you get destroyed by a deception. By giving into it, breaking the laws of God, and giving Satan authority to just abuse you and destroy your life. You could see it. You could see it. All the kids that are born out of wedlock, all the kids that don't have dads, all the drugs, all the wise guy mouths, right? It's a nightmare, gang. We're living in a nightmare. And yes, I know there's a good chance we are under the judgment of God. I know they are. But as long as I have breath, I'm going to preach repentance. I'm going to preach it. You and I have to repent. If you've fallen away, if you've gotten a little soft in the faith, if you've started to accept a little leaven, guess what a little leaven does? It just doesn't destroy a little corner of the loaf. It destroys the whole loaf. A little leaven destroys the whole loaf, okay? It affects the whole loaf. You let a little bit of sin in. You start expanding the word love. You start expanding the word kindness. What you going to have kindness towards sin? What, you're going to allow your daughter to shack up under your roof when you know it's a sin? You're not going to tell your son about his homosexual activity will lead him to hell because you don't want to hurt him? Listen, you better start choosing God, Christian. You better call a spade a spade. That's it. Don't second guess yourself. Don't get on a guilt trip either. Call it what it is. Now, I'm going to precursor that with, you better get any, mote out of your own eye first. Look at yourself first. Examine yourself first. And then you go do your deeds for the Lord. But take care of yourself first. You can't be telling somebody about sin when if you're into it up to your ankles. Right? Don't be getting involved in it. Stay away from sin. True sin is not believing in God. You don't have any fear in God. You don't have any wisdom of God. You don't care. You just care, how am I judged? What's my reputation? How am I judged? How do I feel? Is it comfortable? Is it nice? Are my bills paid? Stay out of your human righteousness. Stay out of your human reasoning. Get your focus on the Lord. You know in your heart when you're doing wrong, and stop doing it. And don't try to protect your kids to the point where they can't fight. They're going to have to learn to fight. They're going to have to learn what affliction is. They're going to have to learn what suffering is. If they don't, they'll just turn into little pansies, and eventually they'll either run to suicide to escape, or they'll run to some kind of drugs to escape, whether it be prescription or something off the street. Or they'll run to a gang of demonically possessed individuals that welcome them with open arms. Satan wants you, gang. He could be so loving and friendly. Yes, he can be. He offered Jesus everything, right? He offered him everything. Nice guy. Yeah. Just like the farmer who has the beautiful cow, right? The beautiful steer. He's feeding it. He's taking care of it. He's giving it water. Particularly the last few months, he's really fattening him up. And guess what? The same guy that was setting him up with all that wonderful feed was doing it for one reason, to destroy him, to shoot him in the head, cut him in four pieces, butcher him, put him in the refrigerator, and then eat him. To a degree, that's all Satan wants. So stay in Jesus, people. Fight the good fight of faith. Don't give in, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.